Yeah, I think there's been an awful lot of misinformation about this. I speak to Helen Maguire last night about that. She's the Liberal Democrat MP for Epsom and Ewell. And yeah, everyone's really shocked by the crime, which was appalling. The police are investigating. They haven't yet concluded those investigations, as I understand it. But then I'm afraid some people jumped on this and were trying to use it, I think, to spread fear and anxiety, and that's also not right. I mean, people apparently travel from hundreds of miles away to get involved in that unrest. So it's a serious issue. Both aspects are serious. The actual crime, of course, is deadly serious, and we need to the police need all our support to catch the perpetrators. But the unrest we saw was completely wrong too.
Yeah, well, as you just mentioned, there were protests in Epsom Town Centre yesterday linked to what happened. How should the council and police balance people's right to protest and keep things calm and safe for everyone at the same time?
Of course, people have the right to protest. I've supported that very strongly over many years. But we also need to make sure that the rest of the public understand what the truth is. And I think there was a lot of misinformation out there. Let the police do their job. And some of the people who were protesting were violent towards the police. That's unacceptable.
And you also mentioned CCTV in Kingston. Live facial recognition technology is now working, is being used in Kingston. What is your view on its use in public spaces?
Well, it certainly has a role to play. I've long been a supporter of using CCTV in public places to keep people safe. My fear is there needs to be a balance to make sure we have proper safeguards as well. We can have both, we should have both. And what the problem at the moment is, the last government, and I'm afraid this one, government too, hasn't put those safeguards in place. The police are really hamstrung. They have a patchwork of different laws. There's no real overarching legislation to help them that would actually, I think, ultimately help a better rollout and a speedier rollout. So Parliament's got to get a grip on this. It's not fair to expect individual police forces to make it up as they go along. If we're going to have a better use of this technology to help keep us safe, I think Parliament and particularly the Home Office has got to pull the finger out.